We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Burgot Society, with international studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 893 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burgot Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional received Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a question and answer phone, 856-854-4452-RG. We'd like to hear from you. Whether you're on the shortwave or here on the radio stations in this country, on the internet, wherever it may be, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book called Defending the King James Bible. Now in its ninth printing, 350 pages, hardback edition. Why don't you ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible? Or call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then have you ordered your Defined King James Bible, published by the Bible for Today? Uncommon words in the King James are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe. Genuine leather, choice of 12-point large print, 10-point medium print, over 51,000 are in print and distributed worldwide. Not another Bible in the world like it. Why not order yourself a copy and one for your friends? The Defined King James Bible. All right, we're opening up a new series now on our weekly broadcast. They could be interested in it. It's a book, about 60 pages, a booklet, 60 pages in length, called Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. Again, it's by Dr. Jack Mormon from London, England, Bible for Today number 2623. And this is a tremendously important book. It shows how the modern Bibles have taken away so many verses, so many words from the Textus Receptus and from our King James Bible. Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. Begin with introductory remarks there on page 1. Dr. Mormon is one of our church's missionaries, Bible for the Baptist Church missionaries. He says this, quote, "Would it make a difference if you knew that the New Testament of your modern Bible did not have the 1st and 2nd Peter? Yet, if the total number of missing words were added up, this is how much shorter the modern translations are than the King James Version." End of quote. Now, do you understand what he's getting at? It is 2,886 Greek words shorter, these new Bibles, these new versions, based on Westcott and Hort's false text, 2,886 Greek words shorter than our Textus Receptus that underlies our King James Bible. That would amount, if it were in English, to the entire 5 chapters of 1 Peter and the entire 3 chapters of 2 Peter, shorter than the King James Bible. Now, of course, those aren't all taken out at once. They're here and they're there. They're adding and subtracting. And so this book, Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret, on these broadcasts, we're going to show you some of the omissions in your versions if you don't have the King James Bible. If you're fooling around with the New International Version or the New American Standard Version or the English Standard Version, this new one that's come out that Bob Jones University is pushing in their bookstores and so on, or the Revised Standard Version or the New Revised Standard Version, etc., you're going to be shortchanged as to the words of the living God. We continue. Dr. Mormon says, "Is it a cause for concern if the names of Christ are missing 175 times? Or if the word hell is not found in the Old Testament? Or if key doctrinal passages have been diminished?" End of quote. Let me pause right there. Aren't you interested in the diminution and the lessening of the names of the Lord Jesus Christ 175 times, or hell out of the Old Testament, or key doctrinal passages diminished? Do you want your doctrines of the Scriptures to be diminished in any way? You have them diminished, my friends, if you're not using the King James Bible in the English language. If you're using the NIV or the New American Standard or Revised Standard, English Standard Version, and so on, you're diminishing the very words of God. Dr. Mormon continues. This introductory remarks now in the book. And the biggest shock of all is that it is it possible, the biggest shock of all, is it possible that the most basic and blatant of all early heresies concerning the person of Christ has been given a new lease on life through the modern versions. End quote. Let me pause right there. Now, that's why the title of this booklet is Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. There's a doctrine here that, as he says, is an early heresy of the early church. And is this given a new lease in life? Because the heretical Westcottenhort, B. and Aleph, Vatican and Sinai Greek text on which these new versions are based has this dark secret, has this heresy, and it's being promulgated by the new versions. And that's why he says, as he does, is it possible that the most basic and blatant of all early heresies concerning the person of Christ has been given a new lease on life through the modern versions? He continues, that these things are so, with the reasons why, are set forth in the following pages. So Dr. Mormon is going to show how these things play out, and I hope if you're listening to us week by week, that you'll follow along and you'll see some of the things, and your eyes will be opened to these terrible, terrible heresies and falsities found in the modern versions and the modern Bibles and the perversions of our day. He continues, Dr. Mormon says, many have gone over to the new Bibles without realizing that much, much more is involved than the question of modern English. The entire fabric has been affected. The underlying text is substantially different. End of quote. Let me pause right there. The entire underlying text, for instance, in the New Testament, the Greek text, Dr. Mormon, scholar that he is, has written over 500 large pages showing, verse by verse, word by word, over 8,000 differences between the Nestle-Aulin text of the new versions, the Westcottenhort type of text, and the text receptus that underlies our King James Bible. Over 8,000 differences. Now, some of them, I'm sure, are minor. There's no question about that. But we have this. We've produced this. If you're interested in it, we have reprinted it. We printed it up. Over 500 large pages, 8,000 differences in the text. Substantially different. And to continue, Dr. Mormon says, the philosophy and methodology of the translators is in marked contrast to that of the Authorized Version. That's our King James Bible. The English of the new versions is assumed at first to be easier, but whether it is actually more readable, authoritative, and conducive to meditation, study, and memorization is quite another matter. End of quote. For more information that demonstrates the Authorized Version, the King James Bible, is more readable than seven modern Bibles, see the comparative readability of the Authorized Version, BFT number 2671. End of quote. Now that's the book my son, D.A. Waite Jr., has written. An excellent book. If you're interested in the readability, comparative readability, the King James Bible is still on top. But if they're lost people, they can't understand the words of God anyway, as it says in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him. They're spiritually discerned. Dr. Mormon continues. From 1611 until recently, there was really only one Bible in the English-speaking world. The Authorized Version of the King James Bible became the standard in that empire, that's talking about the British Empire, upon which the sun never set. And in that language, which is the primary vehicle of international discourse, it penetrated the world's continents and brought multitudes to saving faith in Christ. End of quote. That's what the King James Bible has done. Multitudes. It became the impetus, says Dr. Mormon, of the great missionary movements. Through it, men and women heard the call to world evangelization. It was the source of the greatness and the greatest revival since the days of the apostles. Street preachers, coal porters, church planters, Sunday school teachers, and tract distributors took the King James Bible into teeming cities and across country lanes. It was the high watermark in the history of the gospel spread. End of quote. And that's, of course, true. The King James Bible was a blessed book. It was honored above all other books for years and years and centuries. And then Dr. Mormon says, but, sadly, we all have a tendency to put aside the good and substitute something of lesser quality. And so, during the late 19th century, the call for a revised Bible began to be heard. For the most part, at least in the beginning, the call did not come from fervent Bible believers, but rather from those who were leaning toward theological liberalism, end of quote. And now, that's important to see. The Bible believers at first didn't get into this Bible version and perversion game. They were apostates. They were liberals. They were not Bible-believing Christians. But now the tables have turned, and now Bible-believing Christians are also pushing these false versions and false Bibles indeed. Dr. Mormon continues, these were men, these early men, who often felt comfortable with German rationalism, with Darwin, and the Back to Rome movement, that is, these early men. And Dr. Mormon continues, the first major revision was published in 1881. That's, of course, the Westcott and Hort's Greek New Testament, 1881. That's the English Revised Version, 1881. After the initial excitement, says Dr. Mormon, there was little public support. The same response greeted the American Standard Version edition of 1901. In other words, little public support. Others followed, that is, other versions followed. Weymouth, Williams, Moffat, Beck, Goodspeed, 20th century. But still, with little impact. And all these little translations and versions came along, and not too much impact. Then, Dr. Mormon says, but then in 1952 came the Revised Standard Version, produced with the backing of the Liberal National Council of Churches in the USA. The pace now quickened. Public acceptance began to arise. Others followed. Here are some of the other perversions that followed, with the wrong New Testament Greek text, and the Hebrew questioning, and the methodology, and the translators, and the translation technique, and the theology question. Here he lists some of the new ones that followed. The New English, Amplified, Berkeley, Phillips, Wiest, Living, New American, Good News, Jerusalem, New International, New King James. These are just some of the ones that followed. Each came with the promise that it was based on the earliest manuscripts and the latest scholarship, and that God's Word would now be more easily understood. End of quote. My friends, the earliest manuscripts, B and Aleph, are erroneous in time and place again. As Dean John William Bergen has said, they're the most scantily corrupt and greatest corruptions that have ever seen the light of day, manuscripts B and Aleph, the Vatican and Sinai. And yet those are the bases, the early manuscripts, of these new versions. We continue, Dr. Mormon says, taking up this last point, it is interesting to see the names given to a number of 20th century versions. Now, end of quote, let me just pause right here. What he's saying is, they're claiming to be more easily understood. But notice the names given to them. The Authentic New Testament. The New Testament in Plain English. The New Testament in Basic English. The Simplified New Testament in Plain English for today's reader. Inspired Letters of the New Testament in Clearest English. End of quote. Do you see all those different names parading around saying that this is easy, this is simple, this is basic, and no problem, easy to understand, so on and so forth? It's interesting. Dr. Mormon continues, then a number of revisions have been revised. The New Revised Standard Version. The New Berkeley Version. The New, that's right, the New Jerusalem Bible. There have been at least 70 modern Bibles published this century. He's writing in the 20th century, back in the 1900s, and over 70 modern Bibles. Now, Dr. Mormon continues. Now, frankly, after over 70 attempts to replace the authorized version, the King James Bible, one cannot help wonder whether God wants it replaced. It's a good question. He says, this conviction is strengthened when we note that believers do not seem to study the modern versions as they once did the authorized King James Bible. They are not marked up and study worn. Passages are seldom memorized. Preachers do not quote verses from the NIV in the pulpit as they once did the authorized version, King James Bible. Nor is expository preaching and doctrinal study emphasized as it once was. What is more, says Dr. Mormon, the issue of authority has been undermined. What does the Bible say has been replaced by an anemic? How does this version render the passage? And then, is it a coincidence, he says, that this multiplication of versions comes at the same time as the tongues, prophecies, and extra-biblical revelations of the charismatic movement? Thus it may be rightly asked, where are we to go to hear God's word today? End of quote. Now notice he says it's interesting that it comes at the same time, all these revisions, with the renewal and the pushing of the charismatic movement, with all the tongues and so on. That's interesting indeed that this comes at the same time of this push for charismatism and the speaking in tongues and so on, which is most unscriptural. Dr. Mormon continues, relatively few words in the King James Version would fall into the category of Old English. This is not merely so great a problem as it is claimed. It is doubtful that more than 20 words would cause a problem. And here the dictionary will quickly give the meaning. End of quote. Let me just simply say this. If any of you are interested in finding out the meaning of uncommon words, I recommend, as we've always done on this broadcast, the Defined King James Bible, published for the Bible for Today. Now that Bible has seen over 51,000 in print. And all over the world, it's been distributed. And if you really want to know some of these uncommon words, don't change Bibles. Stick with the King James Bible. Get a Defined King James Bible, either in hardback or genuine leather, either medium or large print. But that's where you can go to help you with these uncommon words. Or if you're from another country and you don't speak fluent English, this will help you as well. The Defined King James Bible. Dr. Mormon continues. It seems strange that with the great increase of knowledge, people should have trouble with the these and thous of the authorized version, the King James Bible. Dr. Mormon continues, of course, the great problem with the Bible is the fact that it is the Bible. It cannot be read like other books unless the author is known by personal faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. It will not be understood or appreciated. No amount of translational skill or modern English idiom can cross that divide. It must be read with a submissive heart to God. Now, end of quote. What he's saying is it has to be a believer, a saved person, genuinely born-again person, to be able fully to comprehend the words of God. And it's not up to translators to make this possible. The understanding must come from saved, born-again people. Dr. Mormon continues. The following is intended to show that whatever help a modern version may seem at first to give in updating the language, the price paid in missing words, phrases, verses, lack of reverence and doctrinal perspicuity, readability, and the almost certain reintroduction of an ancient heresy is simply too great. Now notice what he's saying here. A number of things. Too great a burden, too great a cross to bear, too great a chasm to jump over. And he's going to give these missing words, missing passages, missing. And it's to show us that whatever a modern version may do in updating the language, the price is too great to pay. Missing words, missing phrases, missing verses, lack of reverence, and so on. and also the reintroduction of an ancient heresy. Now, that's why, as I say, his book is called Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. Then he goes on and says, the modern Bibles have several basic characteristics. What is said about one can usually be said about another. As the International Version is the current bestseller, we will use it as a representative of the others in comparison with the King James Version. And so this is what he does. Now we start a new section. Dr. D.A. Waite speaking, Bible for Today, here in Collingswood, New Jersey, talking about Dr. Jack Mormon's new book, or rather reprinting of a book, Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. We're in section number one here, Key Passages Missing. We're on page number three of the booklet. You ought to write us or call us and see how you can get a copy of this booklet for yourself. The Key Passages Missing. Dr. Mormon says, the first list is a sampling of the kind of passage that is often missing from the modern Bibles. These omissions often diminish basic doctrines. The New International Version, which we have used as a representative, has somewhat fewer omissions than, for example, the New American Standard, or the Revised Standard, or the New English, or Good News for Modern Man. But even here, he says, of the New International Version, the deletions are quite considerable and noteworthy. End of quote. So he's taking the NIV as the sample of the new Bibles, these modern Bibles, to show the missing words and verses and passages, even though perhaps they don't omit as many as some of the others, more than the others omit. The NIV is taken as a sample since it's one of the best sellers of the modern Bibles today. He says, this will become increasingly evident when we look at the second list, which gives the names of deity that have been omitted. By placing the two translations together, you can come to your own conclusion as to whether the NIV has the same sense of authority, reverence, and readability as the King James Bible. I will begin with a list of key passages. Now, first, the King James Bible compared to the NIV. First is Matthew 1:25. The King James Bible says very clearly, and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son. What does the NIV say? He had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. No firstborn son, just a son. So where is the virgin birth here? Could it be the second, third, fourth, or fifth born son? No virgin birth. So this is a serious omission, a doctrinal omission, Matthew 1:25. Here's another key verse and many words omitted in Matthew 5, verse 44. If you'd like to take these down, go ahead and do it. Matthew 5, 44. The Lord Jesus in the King James says, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Now, that's pretty well the same as the NIV, but then these words that follow are omitted by the false texts of B and Aleph, and they're omitted in the NIV. Here are the words. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Those words are gone from the NIV because of the false Greek text on which it's based. And then Matthew 6 and verse 13. This is the Lord's Prayer. And though it says in the NIV as well as the King James Bible, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, that's there. But the words that are omitted from the Lord's Prayer in the NIV because of the false Greek text from on which it's based are these. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That entire last section of the verse, Matthew 6:13, is gone from the NIV. Well, Matthew 9:13, the Lord Jesus says, and in the NIV also, for I am not come to call the righteous but sinners. But the King James Bible continues the thought that the NIV drops out and leaves out these two words, but sinners, to repentance. The words to repentance are missing in the modern Bibles, in the NIV, in the other version, because of the false Greek text on which they're based. And then Matthew 15, verse 8. The Lord Jesus says, this people, and so on. And the words that are omitted after that is, draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, All those words are gone from the NIV. They just have, "This people honoreth me with their lips," and so on. But the word "draw nigh unto me with their mouth" is gone from the NIV and the other modern version because of the false Greek text. Well, there's another, Matthew 16, verse 3. The NIV just starts that verse, "Ye can discern the face of the sky," but the Lord Jesus says in the King James Bible, and we believe it's the accurate statement, begins with these words, "O ye hypocrites! O ye hypocrites!" He calls them what they are. And that's gone from the NIV and the modern versions because of the false text on which they're based. Here's another one, Matthew 17, verse 21. This entire verse is missing from the New International Version. They just dropped the whole thing out. What does the verse say? After the disciples couldn't cast out a certain false demon and evil spirit from someone, Lord Jesus said in Matthew 17, 21, "Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting." The entire verse is gone from the NIV, as well as it is from other versions as well that are following the false Greek text. Then in Matthew 19, verse 9, this is what we call the exception clause, very important clause. We understand this to be that this is under the betrothal, the custom of not marrying at this point, but they're betrothed and they're calling each other husband and wife. And during the betrothal stage, they can get a divorce and marry someone else if the one party has committed fornication with some other person. The Lord said in Matthew 19:9, "And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except it be for fornication and shall marry another committeth adultery." So far, so good. The NIV follows. The next clause is omitted by the NIV and other modern versions. It says, "And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery." Very important to see the one that marries the adulterer is also an adulterer. Very important. Missing in the NIV and in modern Bibles. Time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Write us. Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. Call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore for Defending the King James Bible and the Defiant King James Bible, or call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. Well, next broadcast, we're going to continue talking about this book by Dr. Jack Mormon, a missionary in London, England, entitled Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. We've been talking about key passages missing. We're going to take this up next broadcast and get the passages as well as missing phrases, missing words, so that you can see the missing things, the fact that the total of the entire book of 1 Peter, the entire book of 2 Peter, as far as the number of words involved, are omitted in these modern versions and the modern Greek text on which they're founded. 2,886 Greek words dropped right out of the new version Greek text of Westcott and Hort. So stay tuned. See you next broadcast. Same time, same station. Until then, so long. We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Burgon Society, with international studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 894, 894 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burgon Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional received Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a question and answer phone, 856-854-4452, or email bft@BibleForToday.org. Our website is BibleForToday.org. We'd like to hear from you. whether you're on the shortwave network all over the world, or whether our radio broadcasts here in the States, or by internet, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get especially our book called Defending the King James Bible. Now in its ninth printing, 350 pages, hardback edition, why not ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible? We just heard from a man in Ireland that wanted to order one of these just yesterday as the broadcast is being taped. Ask for the King James Bible, Defending the King James Bible. Then have you just simply write us or call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then have you ordered your Defined King James Bible yet, published for the Bible for today? Uncommon words in the King James are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe. Genuine leather, not another Bible in the world like it. So it's a 12-point large print, 10-point medium print. 51,000 are in print and distributed worldwide. Why not order yourself a copy and one for your friends? The Defined King James Bible. Right, and we're continuing analyzing this booklet. It's a 60-page book. You ought to get it. Get a copy of it. It's called Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. It's by Pastor Jack Mormon. Dr. Mormon is one of our church's missionaries there in London, England. A very great scholar on these areas, and we want you to get a book copy if you're interested in it. We're talking about some key passages that have been omitted in the NIV, the New International Version. They're omitted by many of the other versions as well because they use the same false Greek text in these other versions as well. We're on page 4 in this booklet. If you want to get a copy, follow along. And we go to Matthew 20 in verse 46. Excuse me, 16. Matthew 20 and verse 16, where it says in the King James Bible, "So the last shall be first and the first last." Now that's as far as the New International Version goes and some of these other versions. The King James Bible rightly continues the following words, "For many be called, but few chosen." For many be called, but few chosen. Those are omitted, eliminated, as far as words are concerned. Then Matthew 20 and verse 22, where the King James Bible and the New International Version go along together with the first part of that verse. Jesus answered and said, "You know not what ye ask, for ye are ye able to drink the cup that I drink of?" That's as far as the NIV and these other versions goes. But the next part of that verse should be also there, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. That whole section is dropped out. Well, let's take a look at Matthew 23:14. Matthew 23:14, the entire verse is dropped out of the New International Version. Doesn't even occur. Doesn't even get in there. What does the verse say? The Lord Jesus says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make a long prayer. Therefore, he shall receive the greater damnation." End of quote. Well, this is a very important verse, doctrinally and many other ways. There are gradations of punishment. They're all going to be in hell. They're going to be in the lake of fire. They're going to be torment, but they're going to be gradations. Shall receive the greater damnation. And the entire verse is gone. Well, Matthew 27, verse 35 is another verse. Matthew 27, 35. The King James Bible and the New International Version at the first of it agree. King James says, "And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots." And that's as far as the New International Version goes because of the false Greek text on which it's based. But our King James Bible accurately goes on with that verse and says this, "That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet." Notice, "They parted my garments amongst them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots." So here, the quote, end of quote, here the quotation from the prophet, Old Testament prophecy fulfilled in the Lord Jesus' crucifixion, parting lots and casting lots and parting his garment and his raiment. They don't want that prophetic picture, and so the Westcott and Hort false Greek text takes that away. Sadly, but true. Prophetic fulfillment. Then Matthew 28 and verse 2. The entire first part is agreed to on both the King James and the NIV. It says, "For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone." And that's as far as it goes. But the King James Bible adds three more words. Roll back the stone from the door. From the door. The door of the tomb was rolled back by the angel of the Lord. Then Matthew 28 and verse 9. The last part of that verse is the same for the NIV and the King James Bible. But the first part is eliminated by the New International. And what are those words? And as they went to tell his disciples, as they went to tell his disciples is missing. Well, here's some more of these portions of verses and words and so on that are omitted by these new versions, using the New International Version as the key. For instance, in Mark, go through the Gospel of Mark, for instance, Mark chapter 1 and verse 14. Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel, and the NIV stops, but the King James Bible goes on, not simply the gospel, but the gospel of the kingdom of God. It tells what gospel is being preached, and that's omitted in the New International Version and other modern Bibles. Mark 1:31, the word immediately is gone and omitted. The immediately, it says the fever left her, but immediately is not there in the NIV. And then in Mark 2:17, I came not to call the righteous but sinners. So far they agree, but not simply but sinners, but it's sinners to repentance. Apparently, there's a lack of desire in the part of the B and Aleph text, the Greek texts that are false. Apparently, a lack of desire to put in this idea of repentance, a change of heart, a change of mind, and finally a change of direction of their life. And then in Mark 6 and verse 11, so far, so good as far as the first part of that verse, shake off the dust under your feet for testimony against them. But this next part is missing in the NIV in many versions. And this is an important verse, an important part of Mark 6:11. What does it say? It says, Lord Jesus talking, verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. End of quote. Now what he's saying there is there are going to be degrees in judgment in hell. And it'll be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah that didn't have the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to them than for the city that he was denouncing while he was here upon the earth. More tolerable, wicked as Sodom and Gomorrah is, they will be in hell, those that have rejected the Savior, and these people here will be in hell. But there's a difference in judgment and gradations in punishment, apparently, because he says it'll be more tolerable in Sodom and Gomorrah than for this city at the judgment, the day of judgment. Right in Mark 7 and verse 8, another part, the first part is the same in the NIV and the King James Bible. Ye hold the tradition of men, period. That's the way it stops. King James goes on, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. So that all is gone as well. In Mark 7:16, the words are not there, entitled, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Now, these are important words to have. We've got to have hearing, willingness to hear. Otherwise, we're not going to hear the word of God. And these are gone from Mark 7:16. And then in Mark 9 and verse 44, Mark 9:44 and also 9:46, the same words, the entire verse is missing. Every single thing is gone. And what is that verse? Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. This is speaking of hell, of damnation. And these two verses are missing from the NIV, and they're missing from many of these modern versions as well, because they're not in the Greek text of Westcott and Hort, the B and Aleph Greek text of Vatican and Sinai. And so here, the fire not being quenched is a question mark in the NIV and other versions, because of the different texts that they have in the Greek language. Then Mark 9, verse 49. The first part of that verse is the same, but for everyone shall be salted with fire. But the last part is missing in the NIV, which is this, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. That's missing. Don't have it. It's gone in the NIV and other versions. Then in Mark 10, and verse 21, come and follow me is the same in the NIV and the King James Bible, but there's an omission of very key words in Mark 10:21. What are the words? Not only come, but T take up the cross. Take up the cross. There's punishment. There's difficulty. There's grievous catastrophe. There's pain. There's suffering when you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You must take up the cross. That's gone in the NIV. These are precious words that are missing in these modern versions and in the King James, rather in the NIV, rather than the King James. They're missing in these modern versions of the modern Bible because they have a different Greek text that underlies them. Well, then Mark 10:24. The first part is the same, children, how hard it is. And then to enter into the kingdom of God, that's the same. But they eliminate the central part of Mark 10:24, which says this. It's hard, what? For them that trust in riches. That's gone. For them that trust in riches. Now, that's a very important thing. Apparently, many in the Lord Jesus' day, as in many in our day, are trusting in their riches. And they cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Then Mark 11:26. Looks like this entire verse is gone from the NIV. What does it say? It says this, quote, "But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." So those words are missing in the NIV and other modern versions. We use the NIV, as we said before, just as an illustration. This is a more popular one than others. And then notice in Mark 11:26, the entire verse seems to be gone, "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." That entire verse is missing, apparently, in the NIV. That's an important point, a point of forgiveness. It's a doctrine. And then Mark 13:14. The first part of that is similar to the King James Bible and the New International Version, when you see the abomination of desolation. But the last part is omitted by the NIV because the versions, the manuscripts, the Greek manuscripts do not contain it. What are the words omitted? Spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Now, here's two things. Number one, they disagree that Daniel spoke this abomination of desolation. It wasn't Daniel. They dispute the fact that Daniel's writing about this. Secondly, they dispute the fact that Daniel was a prophet. The modernist apostate view of the book of Daniel is that it was post-written, written after the events took place. This is false. Daniel was a prophet. The Lord gave him that insight. He gave him the prophecy. And the Lord told him that these four kingdoms would come in successive gradation. And it would be Babylon first, then Medo-Persia second, then Greece, and then Rome. It was not written after this. It was written before this. And Daniel the prophet was a prophet indeed. Then in Mark 13:33, the first part is similar. Take ye heed, watch. But the last two words are omitted in the NIV. What are the words? And pray. Not only take heed, watch, but and pray. And that's gone. Then in Mark 14:68, the first part is similar to the King James and the NIV. He went out into the porch. But the last part is gone. It says, and the cock crew. Well, if the cock crew, that means that was the fulfillment of the prophecy the Lord Jesus said, that the cock will crow after you deny me three times. And the cock crew in fulfillment. Without that, you don't know whether the prophecy was fulfilled or not. Then in Mark 15:28, and I believe this entire verse, apparently, according to what this looks like, is completely gone. What is the verse? Mark 15:28. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. End of quote. Well, this certainly is an Old Testament prophecy, and not to have this in here again questions whether or not the Old Testament is an accurate prediction of the New, the prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ at his crucifixion for the sins of the entire world. Well, let's go to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, a few of the omissions in Luke, for instance, in Luke 1:28, where Mary has said, "The Lord is with thee." But this other part, the last part of that verse, Luke 1:28, is missing in the NIV. It's in our King James Bible. It's accurate. What are the words? Blessed art thou among women. Blessed art thou among women. Now, we're not Roman Catholics. We do not worship Mary. We're not Marialicers, as the Roman Catholics are. The Church of Rome is. We believe that's heresy and unbelief. But we should be able to have the word spoken of Mary as it is in Scripture. Blessed art thou among women. She was the one that bore the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly she is blessed. She's not a deity. She's not had not been assumed into heaven bodily and various other things. We certainly don't worship her. She's certainly not the fourth person of the Godhead, as some have said. She is not co-redemptrix with Christ. But we can at least honor her. Blessed art thou among women. And then Luke 2 in verse 43, Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And there's the next words that follow. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Now, these words are accurate. The King James Bible has Joseph and his mother. The NIV changes to his father and his mother, implying that the Lord Jesus had a human father, Joseph, rather than the divine father, God the Father, in the miracle of the virgin birth. And so this Joseph and his mother is correct, but not his father and his mother. All right, in Luke chapter 4 and verse 8, here the Lord Jesus is being tempted by Satan. He's in the wilderness, 40 days, no bread, nothing to eat. And it says in verse 8, and Jesus answered, and then it stopped by the NIV. But the King James Bible has the full answer. What is the answer? He not only answered, but he and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. He knew that Satan was there trying to hide and hurt and harm the purposes of God. And the Lord Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. That's gone. This bold reference to Satan, the devil, ordering him as God the Son and the Son of God, ordering him to get behind me and to leave. And then Luke 9, verse 54. The first part is similar, King James versus NIV, but Lord says, Wilt thou we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? Now that much is similar to the NIV, but the last four words are eliminated by the NIV. What are the four words? Even as Elias did. That is, even as Elijah did. It's talking about Elijah, the miracles of Elijah. They don't want that in there because they don't believe, perhaps, that Elijah did any miracles such as this. All right, Luke 9:55. The first part of that is the same of the NIV. King James says, but he turned and rebuked them. But the last part of the verse is gone. What does it say? And said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. End of quote. That part of the verse is missing. And it's gone, and we ought to understand these things so that we won't eliminate the very words of the living God. And then Luke 11, verse 2 to 4. This is the Lord's Prayer in Luke. We talked about it in Matthew, but it's dismembered in Luke as well. The first part is similar in the NIV and the King James Bible. The Lord Jesus says, when ye pray, say. Now, the King James Bible says, our Father. Our Father. The NIV simply says, Father. Takes out our. The King James Bible following that says, which art in heaven. The NIV and the modern Bibles don't have which art in heaven. They're gone. It's gone. They don't have a heavenly Father. They don't have a personal Father, not our Father. And he doesn't reside in heaven. And the next part is similar, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. The next part is missing, and it says, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth, but deliver us from evil. Now that whole deliverance from evil, that whole buttressing of the Lord Jesus' protection of the believers that are saved, is missing in the NIV. It's a sad thing indeed, I believe, that we don't have this thing at all. This is important. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Deliver us from evil. Then in Luke chapter 11, verse 29, Luke 11:29, first part is similar. King James Bible and the NIV, but, and seek a sign, and there shall be no sign given but the sign of Jonas. Now, that much is there, but what does the NIV omit? The New International and other versions of the Westcott and Hort variety omit the words, the prophet, after Jonas. The prophet. They take away the fact that he was a prophet, predicting the things of the Lord, predicting the future, predicting the Lord Jesus will be 3 days and three nights on the heart of the earth. This is serious business. They don't call Daniel a prophet. They don't call Jonas or Jonah a prophet either. All right, Luke chapter 17, verse 36, where it says this whole verse is eliminated in the NIV. It says, two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Eliminated in the NIV, well, what does this mean? Well, if you look at the context, taken in judgment, the other left, or spared the judgment, taken in judgment. But this is all gone as far as what's going to happen in the last days, in the tribulation period. Then in Luke 22:31, there are several omissions in this verse. The first part especially, and the Lord said, is gone in the NIV because of the false Greek text. And the Lord said. Also in that verse, there's another omission. And the Lord said, now Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath. And then it stops. And the King James Bible continues, desired to have you. Desired to have you. And that's what Satan wants of every Christian, every believer, to have them, to possess them, to hold them back. Luke, but that's omitted, desire to have you. And then in Luke 22, verse 64, and when they had blindfolded him, that's the same as the NIV or the King James Bible, but then the last part is missing. And what are those words in the King James Bible, the accurate words that are missing? It says, they struck him on the face. That talks about the soldiers rebuking him, striking him on the face, in fulfillment of the Old Testament book of Isaiah, where his visage was marred more than any man. They struck him on the face. It wasn't just a love tap, but this is omitted. The NIV doesn't have it. If you're reading the New International Version, you don't have this truth. Many of these truths, they're gone. And then Luke 23 and verse 17. The entire verse is missing, this whole section. What does it say? It's when the Lord Jesus was being tried by Pilate. And there was a custom. And here's what this verse says. For of necessity, he must release one unto them at the feast. This was a custom of the Jews, and this whole thing is gone. So you don't know the ins and outs of it. You don't know why did the crowd say, that Jesus should be crucified and let Barabbas. Why did they say let Barabbas go free? Why was there a choice? Why could Pilate release one unto them? The reason is because it was of necessity that he released one unto the feast. That was the custom. And when this is eliminated, you don't understand why Barabbas was released and the Lord Jesus was sent off for crucifixion. Well, one more verse in Luke 23:38. Now, the King James Bible and the NIV both agree with the first part, and a superscription also was written over him. Now, that's at the cross. And the last part of that superscription is also in the NIV and the King James. This is the King of the Jews. But what is missing in Luke 23:38? The missing words are, in letters of Greek and Latin, and Hebrew. These are the three most important languages of that day when the Lord Jesus was crucified. And it's very important that we see that the words, this is the King of the Jews, be understood and be read by everyone in that city of Jerusalem at that time. That's why we must have in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. But that's gone from the NIV. Missing. Let's go to the Gospel of John. For instance, in John chapter 1, verse 27, John the Baptist says, and the NIV agrees in the first part of the verse, speaking of the Lord Jesus, he it is who coming after me. That's the end of the line for the NIV. But the King James Bible and the proper Greek text goes on and says, is preferred before me. John is giving witness to the fact the Lord Jesus is deity. The Lord Jesus is God the Son as well as the Son of God. The Lord Jesus is preferred, even though John was older than he. He's preferred before me. He is his Lord and Master. Then in John 3:13, it says the first part is the same in the NIV and the King James Bible. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man. So far, so good. But what does the King James Bible say after that that's eliminated? These words, the Son of Man, then, which is in heaven. Now, this is speaking of the omnipresence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was on earth, he's also in heaven as to his deity. And the NIV and the people that made up the manuscripts, the Vatican Sinai manuscripts, did not believe in the omnipresence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they struck out those words, which is in heaven. My friend, the Lord Jesus is everywhere present, omnipresent. Time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Write us. Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. Call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask for books or for defending the King James Bible and the defined King James Bible, or call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. My friends, next week we're going to continue this analysis of this good book, Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. You ought to call us or write us, and we'll tell you how to get your copy of this book. Missing in modern Bibles, verse after verse, word after word, 2,886 Greek words shorter in the New Version's Greek text than in the King James Bible. Over 8,000 differences in the Greek text that Dr. Mormon has pointed out. 356 doctrinal perversions. This book will open up some of the reasons why we reject so decidedly these perversions of our day, and stick to the King James Bible. Well, see you next broadcast, same time, same station. Until then, so long. We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Burkhardt Society with international studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 895. 895 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burkhardt Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional received Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. Our order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a question answer phone, 856-854-4452, or email bft@bibleforttoday.org. Or our website, for those listening on shortwave and around the world, bibleforttoday.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book called Defending the King James Bible. Now in its ninth printing, 350 pages, hardback edition. Might have asked your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible, or call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then have you received your defined King James Bible published for the Bible for Today? Uncommon words in the King James are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe. Genuine leather, choice of 12-point, large print, 10-point, medium print, not another Bible in the world like it. Yet over 51,000 have been printed and distributed worldwide. Why not order yourself a copy and one for your friends? The defined King James Bible. All right, we're continuing in this booklet, a 60-page booklet. You ought to get a copy of it. It's written by Dr. Jack Mormon, one of our church's missionaries from London, England. The title, Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. We've been talking these last few broadcasts on the subject of the key passages that have been missing in these Bible versions. Over 8,000 differences in the Greek text of these modern versions, as Dr. Jack Mormon himself has listed in over 500 large pages, 8,000 differences. Now, some are minor, that's true, but 8,000 differences are not the same Greek text of the New Testament that underlies the modern perversions versus the text that underlies the King James Bible. It amounts to 356 doctrinal changes and errors and 2,886 Greek words. Their Greek text is shorter than the King James text. All right, we're going down a number of phrases that are eliminated and omitted, and Dr. Mormon's using the King James Bible and opposing that with the New International Version, which is the most popular one of today. But New International Version is followed by many other versions as well, similar New Testament versions like the New American Standard and others. All right, we come to John, the Gospel of John. Last week we stopped at John 3:13, where it talks about the Son of Man, which is in heaven, and the Westcott-Hort false text and the NIV change and do not leave in there, which is in heaven. There is a denial of the omnipresence of the Lord Jesus Christ as to his deity. Yes, his humanity is on this earth, but as to his deity, he is in heaven, even as he was here on this earth. And because they denied that, B and Aleph manuscripts, which are Gnostic manuscripts from Alexandria, Egypt, the NIV followed blindly those false manuscripts and eliminated which is in heaven. All right, next passage is John 5, verses 3 and 4. You may want to follow along. The King James Bible talks about, in these days, a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, and withered. Now, that's as far as the NIV goes. They eliminate the following words: waiting for the moving of the water, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. All of those words are completely left out by the New International Version and by the Greek text that underlies it. A terrible thing. This miracle was real. This miracle was genuine. The miracle should be included, but it's not, as it should be, and as it is included in our King James Bible. You can trust the King James Bible to have the right words and not to leave out things that should not be left out. All right, we go to John 6:47. Here's a gospel verse. The King James Bible is very clear. He that believeth on me, the Lord Jesus said, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. And the NIV eliminates the two most precious words of the verse, on me. He who believes has everlasting life. No, my friend. Simple belief, without the object of that belief being the Lord Jesus Christ, is no everlasting life. It's no belief at all. It's trusting the Lord Jesus, and these words are eliminated because the Gnostics that formulated that false Greek text of B and Aleph, the Vatican and Sinai manuscripts, denied that Jesus Christ was God, that Jesus Christ was a virgin birth, a virgin-born Son of God, that he was bodily raised, and that he was the Savior of the world, of those who trusted in him. And so they removed on me. And then in John 11:41, the King James Bible says, then they took away the stone. Now that's as far as the NIV goes. The King James Bible indicates, from the place where the dead was laid. So the Lord Jesus was definitely dead, and he definitely was laid in that tomb. And that's eliminated in the New International Version. And then in John 17 and verse 12, the high priestly prayer. And the King James Bible says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. And they removed, the NIV removes the words in the world. Just when I was with them, but not in the world. Let us move over into Acts, the book of Acts. These are some key passages, key words that are missing in these modern Bibles. In Acts 10 and verse 6, the complete sentence is eliminated. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Completely gone. And then Acts 10, verse 32. The whole verse says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God. And the word brethren is gone. It's just simply, now I commend you. These were brethren. These were believers. These were saved people. And that should be included. That is included in our King James Bible. Then Acts 24, 6 to 8. The King James Bible very definitely says, who also hath gone about to profane the temple, whom we took. And that's as far as the New American Standard goes. The entire following words are eliminated. What are the words in Acts 24, 6 to 8? And would have judged according to our law, but the chief captain Lysias came upon us and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come unto thee. End of quote. That entire passage is just plain gone by the NIV because of the false text. Then in Acts 24:15, the words of the King James Bible, there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Now, the prepositional phrase, of the dead, is again missing from the NIV. Just simply a resurrection. But whatever that means, they can make it spiritual or whatever. And then in Acts 28:16, it says in King James Bible, accurately, and when we came to Rome, and that's as far as the NIV goes, they don't go on to the rest of the verse, which says, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. See, all those words are eliminated by the New International Version. They're gone, and yet they're genuine, and they should be included in their text. And finally, in the book of Acts 28, and verse 29, the entire verse is gone. What does it read? Quote, and when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. Gone, the entire wording. You see all these things that are eliminated by the New International Version because they have the wrong Greek text? It's a sad thing indeed. Let's go to the book of Romans. See what's eliminated there, these passages that are missing in modern versions. The first passage is Romans 1:16. We know that gospel verse. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, so on. But what does the NIV say? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The words of Christ are missing. They're gone. They're not there. And so the Savior is the only way you can get to heaven, and it's got to be the good news about Christ. Terrible gospel verse bungled by the New International Version because of the false Greek text that underlies it. Romans 1:29. The King James Bible accurately says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, and the NIV eliminates the word fornication. It's gone. Should be in there. It's proper. And then in Romans 9:28, the King James Bible says, for he will finish the work and cut it short. And then these words that follow are not in the NIV. In righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Those words are gone. They're missing. You don't know they're missing if you have an NIV, but they are missing when you compare it with the Textus Receptus that underlies our King James Bible. Then in Romans 10 and verse 15, the verse says, how beautiful are the feet of them that, now, so far as that's concerned, that's as far as the NIV goes. Beautiful feet of them that, but these words should be in there too. Preach the gospel of peace. They're gone. Just beautiful feet. No, it's the feet of those that preach the gospel of peace. And then in Romans 13 and verse 8, verse 9, excuse me, Romans 13 verse 9, where some of the things are listed from the Old Testament, the commandments, and he says, thou shalt not steal. That's what the King James Bible, but also the King James goes on and says, thou shalt not bear false witness. But those words are missing, bearing false witness, from the NIV. They should be there, and they are not. Romans 14 and verse 6. The King James Bible says, he that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. Now, these words are completely gone from the New International Version and the other modern versions because their Greek text eliminates them. What other words? Here they are. And he that regardeth not the day, regardeth the Lord, to the Lord he does not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. So all that is gone. But regarding the day and regarding not the day, and eating and not eating, all those things are gone. And yet that's the very essence of Romans 14:6 as a comparison. Romans 14:21. The King James Bible says, whereby thy brother stumbleth, and that's as far as the NIV goes, but the King James goes on, or is offended or is made weak. So these are the various things that should be included as well. Then in Romans 15:29, the King James Bible says, I shall come to the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. He shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. And they changed that. The NIV doesn't have of the gospel, just of Christ. My friend, it's the good news that Christ died for the sins of the world. That's where Paul wanted to bring them, for joy and for happiness and the fullness of the blessing. Well, let's move to 1 Corinthians. Here's a few words that are missing in these modern versions, like the NIV. In 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. Beautiful gospel verse. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. The words "for us" are eliminated. Just gone out of the NIV because they're gone out of the Westcott and Hort false Greek text. Well, if you don't have why the Lord Jesus is sacrificed, it's simply a sacrifice, period. If it isn't for us, lost, hell-bound sinners, for whom was he sacrificed? Just as a sacrifice? No, my friends. He died as a substitute for our sins, the sins of the world. And that substitutionary death of Christ must be included. And that's what "for us" means. But the NIV doesn't hold to that, nor the NASV or the other modern versions, because the Greek text eliminates "for us." And then in 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 5, Paul says that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and the words "to fasting" are eliminated from the B and Aleph text and from the NIV. And then in 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 39, the King James Bible says the wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth, and the words "by the law" are missing in the NIV. They eliminate the "by the law," the missing in the Greek text that underlies this NIV as well. And then 1 Corinthians 11, 24, where the King James says, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." They have a line underneath "take and eat," and those two words are gone. You don't have to take, you don't have to eat. It's missing in the NIV. Well, I'll go to Galatians chapter 5, is it? Chapter 3, rather, in verse 1. It says, "Who hath bewitched you?" And then the last part of the verse is missing in the NIV, "that ye should not obey the truth." Very important word, very important idea that we should obey the truth. And Paul wondered who has bewitched them at Galatia. Then Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 30. The King James goes, "For we are members of his body." And then he continues, "of his flesh and of his bones." That's eliminated. Those words "of his flesh and of his bones" are gone from the NIV. They don't believe it. They don't have it. We have been, if we're saved, if we're born again, we're partakers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're members of his flesh and of his bones. But they leave that out. Then in Ephesians 6 and verse 10, the King James Bible accurately says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord." And they just simply say, "Finally, be strong in the Lord." No, it's "my brethren." The only ones that can be strong in the Lord and the power of his might are those that are saved, born again, and are genuine brethren. And to leave out the brethren completely misunderstands that passage. The brethren should be there. And the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and verse 16, where the King James Bible says, "Let us walk and by the same rule, let us mind the same thing." Now, those last words are added to the NIV. They're not there exactly the way that is mentioned there in that verse. They're just gone. For instance, it says that "let us walk." Now, these words are missing. "By the same rule, let us mind the same thing." There should be unity in local churches. They should mind the same rule. They should mind the same thing as far as the scriptures are concerned. Well, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14, we have "in whom we have redemption," and the NIV puts a period there. Not so with the King James Bible. How is the redemption made? Through his blood. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's important, and that doctrine is removed from the NIV because they removed those words. And then in Colossians 3 and verse 6, "the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." Now, the verses that are taken out of there, the words rather, "the fullness of God," they say, "the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." They simply say, "cometh," and they stop there. No, it's on the children of disobedience. That's where God's wrath is poured out. Not on good, sound, born-again people. but those that are disobedient. Then in 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8, the verse very clearly starts out in our King James Bible accurately, in flaming fire that convinces them that know not God. In flaming fire. And this flaming fire is the thing that's left off. No, they don't believe there's any fire in hell, and so they're downplaying the fact that the Lord Jesus is coming back in flaming fire. Then in 1 Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 17. 1:17, the King James Bible says, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. That word wise is not mentioned in our King James Bible, and we ought to have it. He's a wise God. Wisdom. He's omniscient. He's all wise. Then 1 Timothy 4 and verse 10, in charity, in spirit, and in faith, in purity. Now, the two things that they leave out, the two verses, rather two words, are in spirit. They just have in charity, in faith, and in purity, but not in spirit. And we've got to be humble in all these areas. Then in 1 Timothy 4, or rather 6 and verse 5, the doctrine of speaking, opposing the things that are godly, they say, from such, withdraw thyself. See, God says in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 5 that Bible-believing Christians should be separatists from unbelievers, not go in with them. It says, these people are destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. And then God warns, from such, turn away. From such, turneth away. And we must turn away from unbelievers of all kinds. We must be separate unto the Lord and from sin of any kind, wherever it raises its head. Then the 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. Paul begins this in the King James Bible. I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Of the Gentiles, they claim that's been added. And then Philemon, and verse 12 of King James Bible says, whom I have sent again. Then these words are eliminated from the NIV and the other versions. Thou therefore receive him. Thou therefore receive him. That's a commendation to this runaway slave that had gotten away from Philemon, Onesimus. Then the book of Hebrews, chapter 1 and verse 3. Our King James Bible is very clear on the purpose and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in Hebrews 1:3, when he had by himself purged our sins. They remove those two words, by himself. And so it lets us into the framework of the Roman Catholic Church, does it not? They say that we cannot be redeemed by the Lord Jesus' work alone, by himself. They need Mary. They need the saints. They need the Mass. They need confession of sin to the priest. They need all these other things. No, my friends, it's by himself and himself alone that we're saved. And it's a terrible thing to take away these two words, which are doctrinal in context. Hebrews 2 and verse 7, they're chronicent with glory, and they're contained. And then they say this, and did set him over the works of thy hands. Did set him over the works of thy hands. That's omitted. Well, the powerful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, was not only the Creator, but he was the one and is the one who controls all of the universe. All of the universe. He set over the works of thy hands. Then Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 21, the King James Bible says, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Well, those last words, after the order of Melchizedek, are gone. They're missing in the New International Version. They don't want to tie in the priesthood of the Lord Jesus with Melchizedek, but it should be tied in. It is tied in. In Hebrews 10 and verse 34, where it says, knowing in yourselves ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. They eliminate the word in heaven. And so the NIV simply says that you have a more enduring substance. Well, that's true, but where is it? It's in heaven. It's not on this earth at all. And then in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, again, substitutionary atonement of our Savior is questioned. The King James Bible accurately says, Christ has suffered for us in the flesh. For us, meaning in our place. For our sins, for our guilt. And we want the Lord Jesus' substitutionary atonement to be clearly seen. And they take away for us. Sad indeed. And 1 Peter 4 and verse 14. On their part he's evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Well, this is certainly the way that we should have things, but the words that are left out is the on their part he is evil spoken of, on your part he is glorified. The whole verse, the whole section of the verse is eliminated by the NIV, sadly enough. And then 1 Peter 2 and verse 11, excuse me, 5 and verse 11, to him be, let's see, 5:11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever, amen. And that word glory is there, and they just eliminate that. Why? I'll never know. If they're worshiping the Savior, if they love the Lord Jesus as their Savior and as their own, they should exalt him. They should give him glory that is due his name. And then 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Here's a denial of the eternality of hell. Our King James Bible very clearly talks about these apostates, these unbelievers, and what does it say about them? To whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. And those words forever are missing in the NIV and the Greek text that underlies it and the many modern versions of our day. They take away the foreverness of hell and hellfire for these apostates. 1 John 2 and verse 7. The King James Bible reads, the old commandment is the word which ye have heard. And then these words from the beginning are missing in the NIV. And then again in Jude chapter 1 and verse 25, the verse begins, to the only wise God and Savior. And the word wise is gone from that verse. So he's not a wise father. Something's wrong by refusing to glorify God by giving him these attributes of wisdom and other things as well. By Revelation 2 and verse 13, the Lord Jesus talks to one of the churches. He says, I know thy works. And where thou dwellest, the word thy works is gone. I just know where thou dwellest. No, it's the works. He knows. He's got omniscience, all-knowing. And then in Revelation 6 and verse 1, talk about one of the four beasts saying, come and see. The words and see are taken away from the NIV. In Revelation 11 verse 17, talks about, we give thanks, O Lord Almighty, which art and wast. And the next words are eliminated by the NIV. And art to come. The future, the eternal future of our Father, without any other things said about it, without any beginning, without any ending, he is eternal. And that which art to come is out into the future as well. Now, Revelation 12 and verse 12, it says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. And they take out the word the inhabitants. It's woe unto the earth. No, it's the inhabitants of the earth. There's a difference. Is there not? And then the verse 16, chapter 16, verse 17 in Revelation. There came a great voice out of the temple of heaven. There is a temple in heaven, and they should put it in there, as our King James Bible has done. Then Revelation 21 and verse 24, the King James Bible says, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. This is talking about the heavenly Jerusalem coming down, probably in the millennium as well as in the eternal state, and hovering over earthly Jerusalem. And they say, and the nations shall walk in the light of it. No, not just the nations which are saved. Those are the words that are eliminated. Those nations which are saved. Sad indeed. Well, Dr. Mormon concludes on this particular section. Modern Bibles, the dark secret, that's the Bible, from Dr. Jack Mormon. He says, none of the double underlined words are in the text of the New International Version, 1978 edition. Occasional references made to omitted passages in footnotes. Many of the passages which the NIV does include that are omitted by the other modern versions are given a favorable, or a footnote rather, expressing doubt. A footnote expressing doubt. Well, my friends, time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Write us. Bible for Today, Collinswood, New Jersey. Call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore for Defending the King James Bible and the Defined King James Bible, or call us, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. Well, my friends, we're going to continue next broadcast talking about some of the names of the Lord Jesus Christ that are missing. We're also going to talk about the dark secret, this terrible, heinous heresy that was prevalent in the early church, which is a limit, which is brought back, not eliminated, brought back into these perversions of our day, these English translations. Why? Because they follow the perverted Gnostic Greek texts of Vatican and Sinai that are loaded with these heresies of the ancients. And so we'll see that next broadcast. We're going to continue. We stand for our King James Bible here. We want you to stand with us. And these modern Bibles are not only missing verse after verse and word after word, but they're also terribly perverted as to their doctrines. Okay, see you next broadcast. Same time, same station. Until then, so long. We now present the Bible for the Day of the Air. Heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for the Day Incorporated and the Dean Burgon Society with International Studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, Director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 896. 896 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burgon Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a question and answer phone, 856-854-4452, or you may email us at bft@biblefortoday.org. And our website is bibleforttoday.org. We'd like to hear from you, whether you're on our website, whether you're on our radio stations here in this state, whether you're on the shortwave. We've heard many from shortwave listeners. We appreciate calling in and ordering materials from us. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get especially our book called Defending the King James Bible, now in its ninth printing, 350 pages, hardback edition. Why not ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible, or call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then, if you ordered your defined King James Bible, published for the Bible for today, uncommon words in the King James are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe. Genuine leather, choice of 12-point large print, 10-point medium print, not another Bible in the world like it. 51,000 are in print and so far distributed worldwide. Why not order yourself a copy and one for your friends? All right, we're continuing in this book, 60 pages. It's a booklet, Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret, by Dr. Jack Mormon. He's one of our missionaries from London, England, excellent scholar of the things of the Lord. And he has given us some missing things. But not only are there missing words and missing doctrines and missing verses and phrases, but now in his section number 2, he's going to talk about the names of Christ missing and also talking about the dark secret of false doctrine. He says in this preface on page 8, or on page 8 of the booklet, it is this fact of omitted sacred names which has often caused the first doubts over the modern Bibles. Names of deity are missing, and they are missing frequently. The totals of such omissions in two of the most popular versions, the New American Standard and the New International, are tabulated below. Where these names are in combination, they have been counted separately. Well, here's the chart that he lists these names. He starts with the New American Standard Version in one column, and then the NIV in the other column. For instance, the name Jesus, 73 times, that name is omitted in the New American Standard Version. It's omitted 36 times in the New International Version. Fewer times in those two. Then the name the Lord Jesus Christ is by the name Christ, which is the Messiah, the Anointed One. It's omitted 43 times in the New American Standard Version, 44 times in the NIV. The word Lord, omitted 35 times in the New American Standard and 35 times in the New International. The word God, eliminated 33 times in the New American Standard, 31 in the New International Version. Other names, 30 eliminated in the NASV, and 30 in the New International Version. Total missing names, 214 in the New American Standard Version, 176 in the New International Version. Sad indeed when the words of the Lord Jesus' names are omitted. Now he has a section called the King James Bible compared to the New International Version with respect to names of deity. All right, here's Matthew 6:33. The Lord Jesus says, and this is our King James Bible, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. They eliminate of God. The name God is eliminated, simply seek the kingdom. No, it's not simply the kingdom, it's the kingdom of God. And then Matthew 8:29, where the King James Bible talks about, behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Now, the word Jesus is omitted. Jesus is not just simply thou Son of God, but not Jesus, in the NIV, in other versions. Matthew 13:36 says, then Jesus went, sent the multitude away. They just simply say, then he. Elimination of Jesus in Matthew 13:36. Matthew 13:51. They said unto him, yea, Lord. And that word Lord is omitted, just simply yea, in the NIV. Matthew 15:30. The great multitudes came unto him, having with them, as the King James Bible says, those that were lame, blind, dumb, and so on, and many others. And he laid them down at, and they take away Jesus' feet, just at his feet. No, it must be Jesus' feet. They take away the name of the Lord Jesus Christ here. In Matthew 16:20. 16:20, they charged the disciples, the King James says, and they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. They just simply say that he was the Christ, but not Jesus the Christ, taking away the name Jesus. And then in Matthew 17:20, the King James reads, and Jesus said unto them. No, they take it away just as he said. They take away the name of Jesus in the NIV. In Matthew 18:2, again, and Jesus called a little child unto him. They just simply say, and he called. They take away the name of Jesus. Jesus means Savior. King James is accurate in that. And then in Matthew 18:11, they eliminate the entire verse. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Well, that name of the Son of Man, that's a name for Jesus, and it's gone. And then in Matthew 19:17, he said unto them, why callest thou me good? That's missing. There's none good but one, that is God. So why callest me good and one is God? Those are phrases that are omitted in Matthew 19:17. Then Matthew 21:12, the King James Bible says, Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out. Of God is missing. It's the temple, not simply the temple, but the temple of God. Then in Matthew 22:30, for in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. They eliminate the word of God, simply angels. No, they're not simple angels. You know, the devil has his angels too. They're fallen angels. These are the angels of God in heaven. Then Matthew 22:32, God is not the God of the dead. Now, that first word is eliminated by the NIV. It just simply says, he is not the God of the dead. No, God is not the God of the dead. In Matthew 25:8, the King James says, but be not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. Now, those two words, even Christ, are eliminated by the NIV. Again, a name for the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 24:2, instead of saying, and Jesus said unto them, they say, and he said unto them. They eliminate Jesus. In Matthew 24:2. Matthew 25:13. The King James Bible accurately says, watch therefore, for you know not what the day nor the hour. Now, this whole phrase is omitted by the NIV and other modern versions, wherein the Son of Man cometh. So here's the Son of Man. That whole phrase is missing. Then in Matthew 28:6, at the resurrection of Christ, the angel says, he's not here, he's risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. Now, those words, the Lord, are eliminated in the NIV. Now, just say, where he lay. No, it's the Lord. Here's a name for Christ. Now, here's another section. Dr. Mormon, we're talking about his book, 60 pages. You ought to get a copy. Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret, by Dr. Jack Mormon. And around page 9, this section now says the list continues by showing only the missing names. Only the missing names, not the whole context of the verse. So go into Mark 5:13, where it says, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave. They take away the name of Jesus, and that's missing. In Mark 6:33, the people saw, and many knew him, and had no ran afoot hither and gathered unto him again. The words him is gone, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's missing. And then in Mark 7, and verse 27, 7:27, it says, but Jesus said unto her, and they just leave out Jesus, just he said. And Mark 9:24, the King James Bible says, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord. Now, the whole last word, and said with tears, Lord, is eliminated by the Westcott and Hort readings and by the New International Version. Here's Mark 11 and verse 10, where the King James reads, blessed be the kingdom of our father, David. And then these words are missing in the NIV. That cometh in the name of the Lord. The whole section of those whole words, that cometh in the name of the Lord. In Mark 11, verse 14, and Jesus answered, according to our King James, they simply say, and he answered, taking away the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Mark 11, 26, this whole section is gone. Listen to it. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So the word Father is a name for deity, and that's omitted. Then Mark 12 and verse 27, where the King James Bible says, he's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. They say, but the one in the living or something. But we have God twice in that verse in the King James Bible. It should be twice in there.
Definitely.
Then in Mark chapter 14, verse 45, the King James Bible says, and saith Master, Master, and kissed him. The second Master is eliminated in the New International Version. Both should be there. And then the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and verse 40. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit. The words in spirit are gone. And then Acts Luke 4 and verse 4. The King James Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone. But the King James says, but every word of God, by every word of God. Those are the words that are taken out. But by every word of God. That's how we live, not simply by bread, but by the following of the Scriptures. Gone and missing. And then in Luke 4 and verse 41, the King James Bible says, thou art Christ, the Son of God. The word Christ is missing. Just thou art he or something, the Son of God, but not Christ. Then Luke 7 and verse 22, the King James says, then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way. And they take out the word Jesus, just simply he answering. Oh, it's Jesus. The names for the Lord Jesus Christ are missing in this NIV and many modern versions as well. Luke 7, verse 31. The first part of that in the King James Bible says, and the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the man of this generation? They eliminate, and the Lord said. It's gone, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in Luke 9, verse 56, the entire verse is, at least the last part of it, is missing. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Here's a title, the Son of Man, come to save them. And that's a missing in that whole verse, or part of the verse, in Luke 9:56. Then in Luke 9:57, in the King James Bible, the first word of that verse is, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And it's just not there. It refers to the Lord Jesus Christ and his deity. It just starts out, I will follow thee. Then Luke 12:31, it says in the King James, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. And they take out of God just simply the kingdom. No, God's name should be there when it is supposed to be there in all of these verses. And then in Luke 13, in verse 25, the King James Bible says, Lord, Lord, open to us. The NIV eliminates both words, Lord and Lord. Both are gone. In Luke 21 and verse 4, the King James Bible reads, for all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But the NIV eliminates of God, the name for deity. It's gone, just into the offerings. And then Luke 22:31, and the King James Bible said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon. And the NIV eliminates those first four words, and the Lord said, taking away again a name for deity and the name for the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke 23:42, The King James Bible says, "And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me." Here's the thief on the cross. And they simply say, they take away Jesus. He said unto him, "Lord, remember me." No, it's Jesus. And you've got to keep in what God keeps in his words. Then let's go to the Gospel of John and see a few of these eliminations of divine names. For instance, in John 4:16, the King James Bible says, "Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband." The word Jesus is God. It's simply he said, but not Jesus. A name for our Savior is missing again. And then John 4:42, "And know that this is indeed the Christ." Now those words, the Christ, are omitted from John 4:42 by these false Greek New Testament words and texts, and eliminated by the NIV and others. John 4 and verse 46, that the King James reads, "And so Jesus came again unto the Cana of Galilee." Jesus. It's referring to our Savior, the Lord Jesus himself. Then again in John chapter 5 and verse 30, the King James Bible says, "Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." The word Father is gone in the NIV and the other modern versions. It should be there. A name for God, missing. Again in John 6:39, the King James Bible accurately says, "And this is the Father's will which hath sent me." The word Father's is missing in the NIV. Another name for deity, gone. Well, it should be there. And John 6 and verse 69, where the Lord Jesus, "And we believe," rather, the disciples, "and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, the words that are limited, Christ is gone and the Son is gone. Christ and the Son in the NIV. And then John chapter 8 and verse 20, the King James Bible says, "These words spake Jesus." Spake Jesus. And the word Jesus is gone. He was in the treasury when he spoke it, just simply unto spake him, or he spake, or something like that. Then John 8:29, the King James Bible says, "The Father hath not left me alone." Father is missing in the NIV, missing in these modern versions as well, because it's missing in the Greek text. And then in John 9, in verse 35, the King James Bible says, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" And the words "Son of God" are gone from the NIV and the other modern versions because they're false Greek texts. Another name for deity. And John chapter 16 and verse 16. The King James says, "A little while, and ye shall see me." And then the next words, "Because I go to the Father," are gone from the NIV. "Because I go to the Father." Look at all these important doctrines and teachings that are missing in the NIV because of the false Greek New Testament text that underlies it. Then in John 19, verse 38, "He came, therefore, took the body, but of Jesus is gone," simply the body, "but not of Jesus." You can't find the body of Jesus. Very important that you not have that body at the resurrection. He is not here. He is risen. And in Acts chapter 2 and verse 30, the King James Bible accurately says, "According to the flesh, he would raise up Christ." That according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ. Now, that all is in there, but it's not in the NIV or the New American Standard Version or the other modern versions. It's a sad thing indeed. And then in Acts chapter 3, verse 26, it says in the King James Bible, "Unto you that God, having raised up his Son, Jesus." Now, the words that are gone there, his Son, Jesus. Those are missing. In Acts 4:24, the King James says, "Lord, thou art God." Now, the words "thou art God" are missing also. They're gone. That's a name for God, a name for deity. In Acts 7, and verse 30, "There appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord." Now, the words "of the Lord" are missing also. It's a name for deity, of the Lord. And then in Acts chapter 7, verse 32, where it says, "I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham." Now, that word for God of Abraham in that context is missing. There's no master word for that at all. It's missing, and we've got to be careful of it. another verse in the book of Acts, chapter 7, and verse 37. It says in the King James, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up. And the word Lord, the first word Lord, is missing. It's a name for a deity. Then Acts 8:37. The entire verse is gone from the NIV and the other modern version because they use the wrong Greek text. It says, and Philip said, now here's the words, the whole word, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He's talking about before this man was baptized in water as a believer. He said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That entire section, that entire verse is gone. Jesus Christ, Son of God, everything is gone. Then in Acts chapter 9, verses 5 and 6, the King James Bible accurately says, and he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, the word Lord is missing. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Now the next whole sentence or two is missing as well. Quote, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise. So these words for Lord are gone in that section 9, 5, and 6 of the book of Acts as well. Then Acts 9, 29. This King James Bible says, and he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, the whole Lord Jesus, that whole section is gone from the NIV. In Acts 15, verse 11, the King James says that though through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Now, the word Christ is missing. Christ is gone. And of course, this is a name for deity and a name for the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Acts 15, verse 18, the King James actually says, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. That entire section, that entire portion of the verse is gone. And it talks about known unto God, the name for deity. In Acts 16, verse 31, the King James Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, did you know that the word Christ is gone from that gospel portion of Acts 16, 31? Believe in the Lord Jesus, but Christ is gone. Then Acts 19 and verse 4, the King James Bible accurately says, and that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Now, the word Christ is missing. Just Jesus is there, but not Christ Jesus. Very important omission of the Lord Jesus' name. Then in Acts 19 and verse 10, the King James Bible says, so then that all they which dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. The word Jesus is gone again, taking away his deity and equating him with God the Father. And then Acts 20 and verse 21, the King James Bible accurately says, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus, and Christ is missing. Just our Lord Jesus. But where is Christ? He's a single person, and we should not try to distinguish anything other than what the Trinity talks about, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And then it says in Acts 19 and verse 10, King James Bible says, and so that all they which dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus. Well, the word Jesus is missing. Again, a name for deity, a name for Christ. And then Acts 20, verse 21, the King James Bible says, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the word Christ is gone. They've taken away a name for our Savior once again in the NIV and other modern versions. In Acts 20 and verse 25, where we read in the King James accurately, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God. Now, it's not simply the kingdom. It's the kingdom of God. Should be there. Acts 22, verse 16. 22, 16 of Acts, the King James says, wash away thy sins and calling on the name of the Lord. Wash away the sins and call on the name of the Lord. Now the word Lord is gone too, because calling on somebody's name. Very sad indeed. Then Acts 23, in verse 9, the words, let us not fight against God. All those words are gone and missing. And this name for deity or God is there as well. Well, here's the book of Romans. Some more names of God and deity missing. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The words of Christ is gone. Therefore, that's the name of Christ missing in Romans 1:16. Romans 6 and verse 11, he's alive through Jesus Christ, our God, or our Lord, rather. And that Lord is missing. And then Romans 8 and verse 1, where we have in the King James Bible, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. This whole section is missing, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That is a missing section in that Romans 8 and verse 1. Then Romans 14 and verse 6, he that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. Now these words are missing in the last part of the 14:6 of Romans. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he is not regarded. He that eateth to the Lord. Those words, all those words in that verse are missing by these people that are following the wrong text. And they're missing in the NIV as well. And then Romans chapter 15 and verse 8. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision. Now they put Christ in there, but they leave out the word Jesus. So that's gone as well. And then Romans 15 verse 19, the King James Bible says, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. Now the word God is missing, just by the power of the Spirit. No, he's the Spirit of God. Then Romans 16 and verse 18, but they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the word Jesus in that section is in doubt. They take it out, they remove it in the NIV without any question whatever. And then in Romans 16:24, the King James reads, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that entire one is underlined. That entire section of that verse, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is with you, is gone and eliminated in this particular section. Well, we're going to stop here and go on to 1 Corinthians next time. I hope it's not too boring to you. We're trying to see some of these changes in the names of God that are eliminated in these particular places where we are. Time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, he shall go in and out and find pasture. Write us. Bible for Today, Connersville, New Jersey. Call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore for Defending the King James Bible and the Defined King James Bible. Or call us right now, and we'd be glad to talk to you as well. We're going to continue this next week. At the same time, we're going to continue exalting the King James Bible and actually giving some more examples of these modern Bibles and the things that are not there. They're just gone. They're eliminated. Because they have the false Greek text that underlies them, they're putting confidence in them and not confidence in the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is an important thing that we should watch and guard. Our text of the Greek and our text of the Hebrew, the Old Testament, New Testament, very important things. Dr. Jack Mormon has put this all together in this wonderful book, Modern Bibles, The Dark Secret. You ought to all get yourself a copy. Give us a call. We'll tell you what the situation is. And I hope you'll stay tuned for next week. Lots more to say, lots more to do, lots more to look into, because the Word of God and the words of God are vital and they're important. I want you all to be strong in the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, strong in His Word, and don't let any of these names be deleted from your Bible. Stick to the King James. Time's up for now. See you next broadcast, same time, same station. Until then, so long.